Episode 164, Defining Friendship Expectations. This week we talk about highs and lows, how many buckets we have, and hanging out under a bridge. You can find us at Snort Coffee on Twitter or the.com. Phone number is 937-501-BLUES and Lube and Leetspeak. I think that's it. Thanks for listening.
I would like to see you try.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I want to hear what you are angry about. You're so indifferent about everything.
I got nothing, yeah.
You're so indifferent about everything. It would be awesome to hear you angry about something.
Yeah.
I've talked to you in the
Angry, just passionate about anything.
Dude, in the last 2 years, I've talked to you about subjects that are worthy of so much anger.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I've gotten a little bit, but not a lot.
I don't find that much to be upset about, really. Like, it.
What if I introduced you to the idea of it would further our friendship?
If it's not in me, it's not in me. Sorry for your luck. There's passion for you.
That might be the peak. I think I just saw the peak of your fucking passion about something.
Yep.
It sucks that it involves not giving a fuck about me.
Well, what do you expect, man? I got nothing.
Didn't do much for me.
I don't get upset about stuff. So
okay,
it's like,
but let me. Okay, well, let's get. You want to get super real?
Sure.
I like it.
Like, seriously real?
Yeah, whatever.
Like, no holds barred fucking...
Yeah.
Okay, so what? How do you feel about everything you've heard me speak passionately about? Would you agree to this statement, I do express anger when speaking about something that...
Sure.
Like life shit that me and you have talked about?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, when I'm expressing that anger and you're ping-ponging back to me and we're having a discussion about it, you don't feel good at all about helping me through that moment as a friend.
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so then but what you're saying then is because you know that's a fact. Can we call it a fact?
Call what a fact first?
The fact that you feel good about helping me through that moment.
I feel like a person. It doesn't make me feel good. I don't know.
It doesn't raise your meter at all.
Not really.
Wow. Then my premise is lost. Okay. It doesn't raise your meter at all.
I mean, maybe a little bit. Like, if you genuinely seem to glean something from something I've said, then sure, maybe a little bit. But no, I don't really care.
That sucks.
Does it? Why?
Flatline motherfucker.
Kind of. On a personal level, it sucks.
Why does it suck?
I guess it only sucked. Okay, this is not a universal fact, what I'm saying. I'm only speaking from my opinion. And why it sucks, not as a universal fact, but as my opinion, is because I guess it stems from me having an expectation of what a friendship entails. And that might be only me. My set of criteria for what I think makes a successful friendship might be raised too high. None of this, all of this is small ingredients of what I'm talking about, but my expectations of what a friendship should be maybe way higher than yours, to the point where you're meeting your expectations just fine is me thinking that those expectations aren't being met. Your version of meeting them plenty might be, on my end, felt more like not being met enough.
I don't know if I understand what expectations.
Because on a personal level, to hear that when we have these talks,
yeah.
and that it doesn't raise your meter.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying by raise your meter?
Sure.
If we're having these talks and you're telling me that it doesn't raise your meter and make you feel like a better person at all,
yeah.
that feels very wasted on me.
Why?
Because I'm helped by my meter being raised when I'm talking to you.
Okay.
So if what we're doing is a one-sided transaction,
it's not one-sided if it's working for you and I'm pleased with things.
Well, in that perspective, that makes sense.
Yeah, like just because my assistance on something like that doesn't, whatever.
I guess simply,
if I have insight on something, great. If I don't, okay, whatever.
I guess simply and selfishly, I want you to feel good about helping me.
Right, but to an extent, what I'm saying is I feel good regardless. So, like, if I don't have things to get angry about or if it's not...
But I'm not sure that overall with your with your personality that the statement of I'm good regardless works.
No, you might be right.
You saying I'm good regardless doesn't jive with what your overall description of what you are. Those two don't match up as well as they could. They don't. They don't match up, really at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I would if I was gunpoint. Who's your best friend in the entire world? I would have to say you.
Yeah.
And I guess if I feel like I'm that far out on the limb,
yeah.
if I'm looking back at you comfortably on the thick part of the limb,
okay.
I feel more on an island. Which makes me insecure.
That's unreasonable.
I don't think his feelings are unreasonable.
Yeah.
I think his feelings are his feelings. I can see you as seeing them as unreasonable.
But right, but my saying it's unreasonable is, no, we're both out on the same limb, dude. Like,
yeah, but you know, okay, here's why the insecurity comes up. Because where you're at on the thick part of the limb, and you're looking at me out on the thin part, you're essentially saying, dude, the fuck's wrong with you being that far on the limb? Get back over here.
No, not at all.
You'd be fine if you was just over here.
Not if you're gleaming something from something I said, then, you know, whatever.
It's not gleaming something from something you said. It's nothing specifically about what you're saying. It's more along the lines of how what you're saying in regards to how much it helps me then makes you feel that much better. It's an expectation on my part that could be completely wrong, by the way. Let me start back with that. What I'm telling you is how my brain has created my own expectations. Right. And when they're not met, how that makes me feel. But I think that if you told me the same thing I just told you, I would be conscious enough to want, and I don't know if I would be successful in it, but I would be conscious enough to want to meet those expectations.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's where it hurts a little bit. Doesn't hurt enough to matter.
I don't know.
Hurt enough to matter, dude. Promise. Does not hurt enough to matter.
Well, even if it does matter, like, what are you going to do? Like, there's nothing that can be done about that.
Protect myself better against the eventual letdown of you not giving a fuck if our friendship ends.
But that's not the case.
One of us, you being the next Jeremy to me, to be honest, you want to go deep. You being the next Jeremy to me. You essentially living with me
yeah.
for 4 years
yeah.
and then never once, ever, ever, ever having any expectations to be the person to initiate the next conversation.
You've got to understand, firstly, part of my past of that person doesn't exist to me until 10, 12 years ago, well, 14 years ago.
If I got a different job and I decided to test it
mm-hmm.
and I didn't call you,
mm-hmm.
how long would it take before you called me?
I don't know.
Possibly a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly.
That's where it sucks. Because I've been through it before and I don't like it.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that. I don't necessarily like it either, but it's just kind of the way it goes for me. And that's not to say anything about our friendship, I don't think. I think it's just I'm not a great friend.
Well, what it's... No.
No, I think that's legitimately true. Like, I'm not a great friend.
But that's a choice. That's legitimately true. You're smart enough to know that there's ways to fix that if you think that's a problem.
If you value it and you want to change it.
You're not stupid, dude.
No, I'm not saying I'm stupid. But I'm also like,
you're trying to say that there's a fact out there that can't be changed.
No,
get
no,
over
no.
it because it can't
no.
be changed.
No, it can be changed. It can be changed.
But okay, then that's fine though. Now the fact that it's not worth changing is what bothers me.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, however it gets broken down
to. Well, to the same extent, I'm comfortable being very close friends with somebody I don't talk to for 3 months.
I guess, but you can't say.
You guys haven't talked for 3 months at a time?
No, because we've never been in that position.
Right.
Yeah, Matt and I
wasn't in
not
that position
talking,
with.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
I wasn't in that position with. Okay. Let's. Matt might hear this because he might listen to the show. In the last 3 years, who have you talked to more personally?
You, certainly.
Me or Matt?
You're by far the most personal person I've ever talked to. Like, I've talked more personally.
I'm starting to get self-conscious and feel like I'm fucking, now I'm being an asshole and I'm fucking being way too needy. And you know what I'm saying? That last statement I made me feel shitty. I cringed at the last statement I made because I don't want to get into the territory where I feel like I'm forcing you to act the way I want you to act. All I'm doing is, I don't know how you, do you remember exactly how this conversation started?
Me getting off on, no, me being passionate about something.
Yeah, you taking a stand on something, yeah. Essentially. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with anything at this point.
Well, because I was saying it would be great to see you be passionate about something. Yeah. And then I was kind of explaining why I had that opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. I was trying to justify why I felt that way.
Shit I have passion about, but at the same time, there's not much that I feel is worth my anger. Like, I don't, like...
Do you think it betters you as a person to have a good friend? To have one solid, good
sure.
fucking...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we're all better with good friends.
But the way to make that if you're better with that one good fucking, like, solid say-anything-to guy,
yeah.
if you're better with that...
Or girl.
If you're better with that, why would you choose to not put things in motion, act ways that then create that?
Because I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't get angry. Like, I screamed at this house for 35, 40 seconds when the day that we moved her out. And there's still some anger there, but you guys know that. Like, you guys have gotten that anger. That's, like...
I guess I feel...
I don't have that energy. Like it doesn't feel like it does anything for me, and I just don't have it. Like there, I.
Okay, what if, does anybody agree with the statement that getting that out in a big clip, like I'm talking about, you're saying not let it out in a big clip. You're saying let it be there. It's you said it's there. You're saying let it. I guess I'm saying letting it out in a big clip. Or having a heated conversation with you, letting out my frustration,
yeah.
getting your feedback, having a talk with you. I guess that what that does for me is allow me to not have that anger inform the rest of my mood while I'm having the next normal conversation with somebody.
I don't know how much it has any form on my mood.
But you're known as a dude with kind of a heavy, non-committal anger, don't give a fuck tone.
Yeah.
So therefore it kind of does inform. Yeah. If anger's part of that, then it
right,
does.
But isn't everybody like kind of angry? Doesn't everybody have their shit? And like,
yeah, but I yes,
like what,
yeah. I guess I feel like there's a place for ups and downs in a mood.
Sure.
I feel like an even keel mood about everything gets like, I don't know. I guess I'm addicted to the excitement of the up and down.
I'm
moods.
A boring fuck, dude. Like I'm I think that's why she.
But I think that's
along.
A different like, subject than how much.
Like I'm not that exciting, really.
Is it an asshole statement?
I don't think it's exciting. I think that it is. I genuinely think that in the way that you and I are passionate, Bobby, in the way that we sort of have these highs and lows. From what I've seen of Austin, it's just much more middle of the road. I still think that there's highs and lows, but I just think the wavelength is tighter. Versus
well,
us
that, and
being
like my typical reaction is considerably more like right upon that thing. If it's not right upon that thing, I've had enough time to think about things and determine whether it's worth me still being upset about it.
What about
and
the?
Like,
what about the, and this once again start this whole thing with this is really only based on how my brain has forced me to think. I cannot call this something that should be fact, sure. But the fact that I don't see you get those giant angry lows also means to me that you don't get to enjoy the good of the fucking giant happy highs. And to know me knowing what those feel like and realizing the exact opposite side of the spectrum they are compared to the angry lows and how much better they feel and how much satisfaction you get from those super highs because you know what the super low feels like. The fact that you don't experience that joy and I like you and I want you to be happy, I want you to be a good person, the fact that I then know you don't experience those highs is sad. I guess that's what it is.
You don't need to be sad about that shit, dude.
Well, you don't think I need to be sad about it. My brain doesn't allow me to not be
sure,
sad about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
doesn't make me right you wrong, doesn't make you right me wrong. It makes us somewhere in the middle that I think I think I'm right.
Of course you think you're right.
Well, that goes back to the statement that you should never say anything unless you think you're right. I think everybody should think they're right when they're talking. I think we should be as well informed as possible and we shouldn't speak unless we think we're right.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, we should debate and question, and if we know we're wrong, then figure it out. But I don't know if we should ever know we're wrong but still act like we're right. I think we should always think we're right.
Well, I think that there's a difference between knowing you're wrong and continuing in that mode anyway versus not knowing. Most of the time when I talk, I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I know my perspective, and I know where I'm coming from, and I know most of it is just fucking basically I know my feelings, and I know my perspective, but I really do try to keep it as, I try to keep right and wrong as impartial as possible. So I feel like we're sort of defining things a little differently, you know what I mean?
Well, I also think that, I do honestly believe that by all fault of my own, I turned this into a much deeper conversation than maybe it needed to be from the beginning. I think I injected some...
I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, I think it's interesting to...
I feel like I brought it up and I had a lot of opinions on it. And I feel like more than you providing opinions, you disputed mine as opposed to just taking your side of it and saying the good part of it.
Right, but you're unwilling to accept my side of it is what happens.
That's a huge possibility. You know, that's a huge possibility.
If you don't grasp my concept of not just being pretty even keeled and not that upset or not that joyful about stuff, then there's nothing to be done about that, you know?
Right.
If I'm,
but the fact that there's nothing to be done about that, the fact that I am the way that I think it could happen, that I can't further the relationship, bothers me. So in turn, I feel that you should feel, because you can't grasp my concept, that it bothers you.
Your aspect of trying to further a relationship is bullshit in my eyes.
Yeah, that was the thing that I caught on there. Like
just because you don't think I'm behaving the way you expect me to behave in a relationship doesn't mean that I'm going to behave that way or that I don't enjoy that relationship or think it's a good friendship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know. I'm just explaining why I'm probably on guard sometimes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I feel like I've done this my whole life, but explain why I'm sensitive about certain things.
Right.
And why you may catch some sensitivity from me. Essentially, all I'm doing is trying to justify my actions, probably.
Where do you...
I probably just tried to create the most elaborate, well-thought-out, attempted, well-spoken argument in the entire world, all just to justify my own actions. So I don't know how much good it did, and I certainly probably wasn't correct, but...
I don't think I expect much of kind of anything. And when it goes well, it's going well and like, great. But beyond that, like.
But you feel just as connected as you think I do.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Which I guess because it lends itself to wanting more on
not
my
human
end.
Centipede style, but.
Right,
yes.
Right. In my perspective, on my wavelength, That makes me feel more guarded because those expectations aren't being met. Doesn't make you wrong and not meeting the expectations.
Right, but you're talking You're talking your favorite hamburger versus my favorite hamburger.
But I love you.
Well, that's fine, but like...
Fucking brutal response to that.
What, you know what I'm saying, though?
That's
like,
fine. I love you. That's fine.
I've been what I've felt is best friends with Matt for like 14 years or whatever. I feel closer to you. I've told you shit that we've never even come close to discussing, Matt and I.
Right.
What's that mean, you know? At the same time, I feel like I have pretty similar relationships with both of you. But, like, it's... Like, your friendship hamburger tastes like this. My friendship hamburger tastes like this. It's still a burger. It's just...
Might be the same burger.
Might be. Taste buds are different.
Right.
I do like hamburgers.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah, so, like, I can understand what you're saying, and I can understand, like, feeling like you're pouring your heart out or feeling like you're pouring your passion out. But to think... Because I don't have those same highs and lows, or I'm not perceived to have those same highs and lows, that I'm not pouring my shit into a relationship or whatever. That seems screwy to me.
You're still contributing to the pool. You're dumping as many buckets into the pool as you know how to. I'm sitting here dumping 10 times more buckets into it and then telling you that you're wrong because you're dumping less buckets. But you're dumping as many buckets as you can.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I think so. I don't have many buckets. Like,
you're not dumping any buckets?
No, I don't have many buckets.
Yeah. I thought you said you don't have any buckets. I expect you to dump a bucket.
Like,
motherfucker, you better dump a bucket.
I'm get a grown, coffee cup or something.
I got truckloads of buckets. I'm just saying I want at least one from
That's actually one of, like, I have an issue with that because I live in a world where my job is so fucking boring. It pays my bills and it's super easy. But, like, I don't want to do that. At the same time, like, I'm not passionate enough about anything to, like, want to do anything else, really.
I've always wanted to be the perfect friend. I've always wanted this is horrible, but I've always wanted people to expect of me what I expect of them.
Yeah, that's asking a lot, I think.
I know, but, like, it would feel so great. And I think if
why don't you just presume that they do? Instead of assuming that you're dumping all this shit into the pool, just assume they're dumping the same amount of shit.
Cause I yeah
you don't need to you I don't need to stare need at it and like count every bucket. Like,
I guess I
oh,
need
that's
the
it. Oh, that was only two, man. I dumped five. Come on.
I guess I need the reassurance that those buckets are being dumped, or I don't feel like they're being dumped at all.
Yeah,
I can certainly sympathize, man. Like,
I've always done that. I dude, you couldn't say you want to know the ultimate. Well, okay. The ultimate high compliment somebody could ever give you, the thing that would make you feel the best, whatever scale you're on. For me, it would be, dude, I can count on you for anything. Thank you. Like, I feel like you could count on me. Like, I want you to know, I feel like you should be able to count on me for anything. There should be nothing out of bounds for you to ask me to do.
Sure.
I can say yes or no.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
But there shouldn't be a single fucking thing you should ever be not able to ask me to get done.
Sure.
That's how that's the kind of friend I want to be. That's what I'm projecting. That's what I want to happen.
Yeah.
That could be way too lofty of an expectation for anybody in this entire earth to ever fucking fulfill. I could be at the extreme top end.
Well, that's just what your bucket looks like.
Yeah,
or
I'm
what
just
the
saying,
water inside
I'm just
it
saying,
looks like.
I'm just saying, I'm willing to, because statistics exist, because somewhere there has to be an end to the fucking levels of things. I could be at the extreme end of my expectations. I'm willing to admit that. But that's the reality I'm in. And then now where do we go from there?
Yeah, my same reality is like, Welcome to Snort Coffee. We're live in the parlor.
This is just now the intro?
The Egghead.com compound.
Yowzers, dude. That hurt a little bit, all that.
Joel Train. Zibby, hi.
We apologize for that, I think.
No, I don't apologize. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, you
two episodes I did something wrong, but not now.
Even when I'm like crazy excited about shit, I'm not that excited about shit. Like,
I know. I want to share in that excitement with you. It's all selfishness.
Right, but my excitement level when I'm that topped out excitement is plenty for me.
So if you're okay with me then interpreting some mild excitement as your highest level, can I then react like I'm can I share in that excitement and jump up and down? And
if you want to, I guess.
And you're just sitting there chilling, but it's all for you?
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm just, that's pretty level, I think.
You can count on me for anything, by the way.
Thanks. That's why I told you, hey, I'm going to give you a call if my scooter dies on the fucking on the road.
I remember that. See, that's crazy because I remember that conversation as me bringing that up and telling you you could give me a call.
No, that's not the way I remembered it. It was, hey, I'm going to call you when my shit dies.
That might have happened. People are weird, dude. People bank conversations differently.
Mm-hmm.
We interpret things. We don't have to listen to the words to know what the conversation's about, per se. We hear a sentence and it re-jumbles in our brains the way we want it
to. Three sides to every story. Isn't that crazy? What actually happened and then both perspectives.
Yeah, isn't that crazy that that's how it works? I'm so guilty of that so much. You can tell by, if you've listened to the show at all, you can tell by all my arguments. They're all coming from such an arrogant place. Sometimes I get caught and realize that I, dude, you got to fucking slow the fuck down. Not everybody is thinking like you do. No. The book wasn't written because of what you think. No.
You should listen to the show occasionally.
Dude, I'm saying. My mission in life is to be as honest as possible.
Yeah. And that's
I lied about so many things for so long in my life. My mission is to be as honest as fucking possible. And I still lie so fucking much.
Do you? Yeah. I was thinking about that, and I don't lie that much.
Dude, I lie so much.
Like, there's some, it's probably on UID or something. Well, okay, talking about how many so much lie relative or how to often how big you lie. The lie is. Yeah.
My parents have no idea I do anything illicit.
Yeah. I don't lie about shit. I don't know. But I also, I mean...
Parents aware of every illicit activity you involve yourself in. Everything that would be considered the slightest taboo. The smallest in the entire world taboo.
I mean, what do you... Yeah, yeah, I think so.
They know everything. See, yeah, I wish I had that freedom. That's awesome.
Like, I don't know that they know that I've eaten mushrooms before, but, I mean, that's part of...
that's the kind of stuff I'm talking
the
about.
The list of shit that I did when I was... younger than 17 or 17 or younger.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is a lie is anything they don't know about.
How often does that come in conversation? You're like, no, I don't. I've never smoked weed.
Sure, it matters how often it comes in conversation.
Probably my parents are my parents are probably the only people I lie to anymore. That's horrible. Hmm. Yeah, I don't find any reason to lie to anybody anymore, but I still hold on to a lot of lies to my parents. Hmm. I'll have an expectation of being somebody I was back then that I really wasn't. I'm still fine with who I am now. But still trying for them to hold on to that expectation back then. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't run upon conversations with my family saying much of anything like that.
Are any of you guys going to suggest fucking professional help to me?
Don't we all need it?
I think that's pretty safe. You don't seem to be a striking example of someone who needs professional help.
It's not all the way into the couch. Like, that part comes off. No, we all need fucking professional... Don't worry about it, dude. We all need professional help, yeah. I'm pretty convinced, like, we should all be going to see it. Well, you've got your kind of crazy... Though, right? Well, yeah, to an extent, yeah. Yeah, I think we're potentially missing some Dr. Phil insight. You know?
God, you did when I'm not on the mic? Yeah. Fuck you.
You're welcome. I think we
was
all...
Was that Tigger that he just did?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think we all obviously have some issues and should probably go talk to somebody that knows what's up.
Who's got the health insurance for that?
Yeah, seriously. I probably do and not really.
I don't know. One of the things that I keep trying to remind myself of in terms of a lot of this stuff is just like fucking everybody's doing their best, man. And like, even as pissed off as I'll get sometimes, and as much as I feel like my emotions or my actions aren't being reciprocated or whatever it is that I feel like I'm being treated unjustly somehow, I honestly feel like everybody's holding on by the skin of their fucking teeth and doing the best they goddamn can with the tools that they're given. And you can't ask for much more than that.
I don't express much more than that. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I don't.
express your frustrations like Bobby just did to you.
Yeah.
And then you put that out on the table, right? And then how it goes on from here is how it goes on from here. And but everybody's, I really do feel like everybody's trying their best. Nobody, I don't feel like there's a huge swath of people.
And maybe
out
if
there
they're
not
trying their best, there's weird, fucking, crazy psychological reasons that they're not. Like you're speaking.
Well, I would
of,
say even with that, they're trying their best. Like, because of those hurdles in their path.
You say whatever. I don't call you for 3 months or something, or how long does it take before I call you? And like, fuck, I don't know. You know,
it ain't 3 months. It's
hey, it's
three
it's
months.
Is it because I haven't put a timer in my phone to say, oh, you better call Bobby every once in a while? Maybe, but you know, like, what are you gonna do? And that's not because I don't value a friendship. It's because I'm a fucking weirdo or whatever, you know? But I'm also coming from a spot, and again, this is shit that I could change by setting an alarm in my phone to say, hey, what up?
No, I definitely, I would rather, no.
But
I would rather there be no phone call for 3 months than there be an alarm set to make a phone call.
Right, but is that
I'd rather it be an organic reason for the phone call, not an alarm set to make the phone call.
You're a woman then.
Maybe. I do like Dr. Phil.
Seems I'm also coming audio. From a spot in my life where you're saying this is something that you could change, where I had six best friends over my childhood that went away one day.
Right.
So
right.
That's something that I've grown accustomed to and just like, okay, that's the way it goes, I guess.
But you know why it makes me sad?
Well, yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
Because if you was then to put yourself on my wavelength, then you realize that I'm at the bottom of it because those you know what I'm saying, they're not
the bottom of what?
My wavelength. I'm at the sad end of my wavelength because my expectations may be too lofty, but they're still not being met. So I could change that just like you could change. I could change that.
You could change your expectations?
Yeah, I think that that's where there's a meet in the middle thing.
Yeah.
I think that's where it becomes. But that process of figuring out that compromise is probably looked upon as the best part of the growth of it. The steepest part on the graph.
Sure.
The process of figuring out that compromise should exist. I feel like I'm more on the line of come up with me than you are come down with me.
Who wants to be down here?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying when it comes to who is more wanting of the come up where I'm at or come down where I'm at, I feel like my magnet's pulling harder and getting more resistance. See, your magnet's not pulling at all, so you're getting less resistance. The fact that more resistance exists is why I'm sad.
But isn't that...
I felt really fucking smart.
Isn't that on you, though?
Yeah.
Right.
Just saying. Yeah. That is on me.
Right.
I'm present.
And I don't mean it in a pointing finger.
I am present as possible. Like, there is not a single thing you're saying that will not be processed by me and decided if it's rational or not. You are 100% rational with that statement. Yes.
Right.
But where my argument feels like it's being credible is if you decide that the compromise should exist, the fact that you're pulling less than me feels uneven.
Right, but at what point in time does this compromise involve something that you're just not? Like, you're not going to be a mellow person like me. You're not going to be just an even-keeled person. You might be a little more mellow, but at the same time, like, I'm not going to be an excitable...
But you're not even going to be more excitable. You're willing to admit that I'm more malleable to the situation than you are. That hurt me, I'm saying. I didn't want to say that. That felt like I just insulted you.
No, I think you have the ability to take a breath and say that you're not going to be as worked up as you would. Where I don't necessarily have the ability to be like, oh, I'm going to be real chipper and exciting about this now, you know? It's easier to take a step down from something than it is to take a step up. Does that make sense?
It could be, yeah. And maybe the proportion of how hard my magnet's pulling compared to how hard your magnet's pulling is equal. maybe because of what you just said, my magnet's pulling harder, but the in proportion, it's just as equal as your magnet.
I think it's equally difficult to step down as it is to step up. I think
that the process is the same. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of
the process is change who you are and adjust who you are to meet the needs of another person. And I think whether that's a step down in passion or excitement or a step up in excitement, I think that's.
But isn't the more important thing? I understand that you're a passionate fella. I understand that you're sensitive. I understand that.
I guess the vulnerability of what I'm putting out makes me feel more exposed. It's just a natural feeling that I'm then going to be more insecure about it. I'm putting myself out to be more vulnerable than you're willing to. Therefore, I'm the one exposed the most to being insecure about it. So I'm going to have presuming the most complaints. I'm naturally going to be the one to bitch more about it.
You're presuming that I've got all these vulnerabilities that you have that I don't necessarily have, that I'm not like, you know, if I'm not getting worked up about something that you expect me to get worked up about.
No, all I'm equating it with is the only way I can think about it is getting worked up about it means you're feel better. You find a way to feel better.
Right. But what I'm saying is I feel pretty good. Regardless of like I'm mopey or, you know. Like, I feel pretty good.
I think sometimes your actions are more important than your words.
How so? What actions are we talking about?
Anything. It's from the small scale to the biggest scale.
Give me an example of both.
From the biggest scale, I'm telling you I'm not a thief and I'm stealing from your wallet every time you leave it out.
I don't see how that example applies to Austin.
No. That's on the biggest scale. If I'm telling you I'm not a thief. But my actions are telling you something completely different. You're telling me you're good. Your actions are mopey. Mopey doesn't feel good.
Well, then you need to meet my dad and my grandpa. Like, we're just a mopey
bunch of kinda,
yeah, just like a, okay, pretty even-keeled kind of group. My grandpa gets a little frustrated and like mean about shit, but I've also seen that and I'm like, that ain't for me. None of us get excited. We don't get excited about stuff. What are you talking about?
You got so much to be excited about.
Right, but I'm perfectly happy not being like, woohoo, I'm gonna go to do this. Like,
man, that doesn't compute though. That's
That doesn't make it wrong.
Me. Yeah, it could compute just fine for me.
No.
I'm standing in line for a roller coaster. I'm excited about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start bouncing around a little bit. I get some adrenaline going. And like, but beyond that, like.
Why isn't that okay from your perspective?
Sounds restricting.
From your perspective?
Yeah, it sounds claustrophobic.
To you?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, all of this is only
no,
for
no,
me.
No, I know, yeah. I know, I know, and for I don't mean that time. in a pointy, yeah. in a finger pointy kind of way. I'm just trying to say it in a way, because to me, like these same things that frustrate you about Austin, frustrate me about Austin.
But does it frustrate you that I'm on the upper level?
No, not at all.
Does anything frustrate you?
Not much. No.
Yeah,
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's
there's times where I can get irritated and shit, but like whatever, like. At the same time, like, Joel being crazy on 2 weeks ago, like, I can sit in here and laugh about it, but I'm going to also kind of just shut down and like, okay, Joel's going to be angry for an hour or two or whatever. And
only one.
Yeah, no, you did well. I can see you getting pissed about it.
Dude.
I can see you getting pissed about it and getting up and walking away, which is the way you handle it, and that's fine. I'm going to sit over here and laugh because I'm uncomfortable. And like, okay, whatever, that's going to be my way, and just let it roll, you know?
Yeah. I guess you don't have an argument for telling me that you think I'd feel happier if I did things like you. My way tends to lead me to want you to be my way because I feel happier my way. Because you don't ever feel happier, you don't have that component in your way,
that's not
to then
say I don't
wish
feel happier.
I was feeling happier.
Yeah, but that's not to say I don't feel
happier. As your friend, I want you to feel happier.
Right, but
and the way I know to feel happier is my way. Because you don't feel happier, you probably don't want me to feel happier. It's not something you ever consciously think of.
I also feel like we're maybe calculating happiness in a weird way, where, like, even just to take Bobby's perception of you, I wonder about, like, if I go between 45% sad and 55% happy versus you going between 10% unhappy and 90% happy, if those wavelengths are roughly the same, then we're both pretty much the same happy. It doesn't read the same. It doesn't look the same when the ink blot falls on the paper. But when you run the fucking numbers, it all sort of breaks down.
We're averaging out at,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. 55%
and it doesn't,
happy,
but it certainly doesn't fucking look the same, because if I look at you in a bubble at your happiest, it's like, wow, that fuck's happy. But if I look at Austin in a bubble at his saddest, it's like, eh, he seems all right. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a calculation thing.
You're saying if when I'm mad, I'm 90% mad, 10% happy. But when I'm happy, I'm 90% happy and I'm 10% mad.
Right.
When Austin's happy, he's 55% happy and 45% mad. And when he's mad, he's 55% mad. And
too 45. Much math, but yes.
So the average.
It ends up being the same thing.
So I'm wrong.
No. You are you. You're fine as you. That's the whole. From this seat over here, what I keep seeing is you're this unique snowflake.
Oh.
And you're that unique snowflake.
Oh.
And
I'll tell
wrong.
You this right now. I appreciated that statement way more than that guy did.
Of course you did. You appreciate everything more than he does. You also feel every pothole more than he does. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. We're all just processing as best as we know how. I don't think Austin's any less happy than I am, even though I certainly run hotter and cooler than Austin does, as you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we share that, right? We're both going to yell into an empty room for no fucking reason at all, because that's just
I
how we
screamed,
roll.
Screamed, fuck you, God damn it, so loud that I hurt my throat
been
the
there.
Other night because I left my cell phone at work and I had to go back and get it. In my van, on the way back to get the cell phone.
Yeah,
I gripped
as far as it gets.
Gripped the fucking steering wheel and screamed, and it hurt.
And I wouldn't say, honestly, like, both those reactions seem fine to me. They just seem like what those reactions are. Like, I don't see, they're different.
I just wonder if logically, if it's more fun. On a fun meter, that when your highs are 80% higher than those highs, if that's not worth the lows being 80% lower.
That also gets into your definition of what fun is to you.
Yeah.
If I don't, like, if I've mellowed myself to the point of, like, I'm not going to get all worked up about that because it bums me out or because I will dwell on it or whatever.
Well, let's figure this out, because I wonder if it comes from a point of me not trusting that what you're saying is true. If my meter says passion means this, when I don't ever see you even get close to it, how much can I believe what you're saying? Only on my perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why it bothers me.
Yeah, possibly. If you're not seeing any emotion, but you're used to being an emotional person, you don't understand how I can be speaking my mind or behaving as a human being if I'm not being as emotional as you.
Okay, but why do you cry then? Cry is a pretty low. Do you think, in fairness, whatever you would consider the high, equal that is to the low of crying, do you get that high?
Occasionally, but I don't cry very often either. Like, my cries typically come at love more than they do anything else. Like, the same cry that I cried when my kids were born, that's the cry that I get. I don't cry because I'm sad or upset
I've
about
seen
stuff.
It. That's not true.
Well, I do occasionally, but not very often.
Yeah, but you I'm know? Saying, how can I recall probably two, at least two, I'll go with only two, solid instances where you've cried out of sadness.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I've seen two equal happy reactions that I would consider on, even on your scale, equal to the low of crying as high as.
I don't know. Because I don't get that excited about stuff, dude.
Do you think you get lower than you do get high?
I think that's probably part of my mopey personality.
Maybe that's where I have a problem with it.
You know?
Even on your own scale, though. Not on my scale.
Yeah, yeah.
On your scale.
I think I'm...
Do you tend lower on your own scale than you do?
Yeah, but
high?
That doesn't mean I'm unhappy or I'm unsatisfied with the way things are going. I get a lot out of the stupid jokes that we make back and forth at each other. Like when I'm laughing about saying, oh, that dude on True Lies that poops a lot, that, like, that's a good fucking shit. When we get into some runs of some stupid shit on a show, that's my happy.
It's been a while since we've done that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Matt and I hit it on Thursday, so the listener shouldn't be too far off.
Good.
But, yeah, like, my happy is,
Oh, it's a new one. Good, good, good.
Nice. I get a lot of joy out of just laughing and making jokes with you guys. It's interesting to discuss shit like this as well.
but
like, I don't have that much, I don't just don't get that excited about stuff.
I know, but you're fine. And I'm, like I said, like, I'm probably more wrong than I am.
No,
right.
It's just different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like I'm the one perpetrating it. I feel like it's only happening because I'm here. This conversation wouldn't happen without me.
Sure.
So therefore, I feel responsibility for it.
Right, but it's an interesting conversation.
But, like, little stuff. Yeah, it's not worth getting into.
Sure it is.
We got some time.
What was we saying about runs? What was the conversation that was just happening about getting into runs and
how much Austin laughs and enjoys those jokes?
I guess I just feel like sometimes that, I don't know, it's just the same thing. I'm just repeating the same shit over and over again, really, to be honest with you. It's just that
you're in a spot where you think you're at times pouring your heart out to me. And I don't respond similarly.
Yeah. I don't know. No matter what scale you put me on, I don't know how I'm not supposed to feel shitty about it. I don't know how to not feel shitty about it.
Yeah. And that is on you.
Yeah. But then feeling shitty about it because we're friends feels like it should be brought up.
Sure.
So then you're in a fucking death circle
of
it needing to be brought up, but it not needing to be. They're not.
Not until you learn to accept that I'm just not as excitable as a lot of folks.
So where did you move towards my scale at all, then?
Understanding you expect me to be more excited about stuff.
But not doing anything about it. I should do something about it.
No,
you should just know about it. That's what
they... What should you do about it?
I should bring it down. I should fix it down.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's the case either.
I think you should.
You should fix down your expectation of me to be more up. That's where yes, I expect a step from you if you expect a resolution to the problem. I'm not going to get more excited about stuff just because it's not in my nature to do so. Since
you don't feel
a
responsibility
to
understand that I need it and then therefore provide it at all, in the tiniest bit, at all.
Right, but if I don't have a real, like a concept of how to do that.
But in order for me to accept
and over the course of the past 2 years, you've gotten more out of me than any motherfucker on the planet, dude. This is coming from somebody that sits and, like,
he's just quietly sitting right now.
To, you know my shit, man.
I guess. I'm not giving you enough credit for what you have done, I guess.
Like, yeah. Like, my shit's gone pretty uncomfortably against who I am over the past couple years to attempt to be a better human being in relationships or in whatever, you know?
Well, then you're telling me you have consciously thought about it and you have made an effort. That's all I wanted. Just finally said that you have made an effort. You were so unwilling to admit that you needed to make an effort, and what you're telling me is over the long haul, you have made an effort in your own way.
Okay.
So then that's all you had to say from the beginning. Then my argument's over. Then I'm the idiot for continuing the argument because you just provided me what I've been asking for.
I feel upset. I'm sad that you didn't perceive that a year and a half ago, since we've been hanging out for 5 years or whatever. Oh, I'm just fucking with you now. yeah, I don't know.
That's we're, not... We're 100% cool no matter what we're talking about right now. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what we're talking about right now. There ain't not a, there's not a sentence that can be said that, that changes anything about how we go forward.
Yeah.
We're cool. It's just better to discuss it. As a matter of fact, if I was to try to step outside of myself and look at me objectively, I would tell my dumbass that the fact that we've even had this conversation for this long
is a step.
Is your attempt to be better at it.
Sure.
Okay. So to me, so to dummy me, now looking well, at dummy and, me, shut the fuck up, dummy
well,
me.
Well, don't, it's, I feel like calling yourself dummy you isn't accomplishing anything. And to me, a lot of this comes down to expectation. People like me and you have expectations of other people. Austin doesn't expect fuck all from fuck all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, going back to the Jeremy thing, because I have this exact same
guy.
Because I have this exact same experience, it sucks. It's horrible because I don't think Jeremy gives a fuck what happens to me.
Sure.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Me and him was tight as could be for a
minute. But that's also the way people cope, dude. Like,
oh, that's it horrible.
It might be the way people do it.
No, but it doesn't make it not suck.
Like, I was really close with a dude that, like, started getting into some shit.
Your shit? And, like, started diddling?
No.
Let's take a class on that.
We did hang out under a bridge before, but...
Fucking that. Are you the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
It's called we were grooming doing drugs behavior, the Austin. Too.
Do I?
Grooming behavior is what that's called.
Yeah. But he started getting into some shit that I wasn't cool with, and, like, I was like, okay, we can't really hang out anymore.
Is my wanting to break it down something that you would walk away from?
What do you mean?
Do I get to the point where I'm annoying to you and you can't deal with it anymore? The path I'm going? Am I showing those signs?
No, I don't think so.
So we're still in a safe zone?
Yeah, I still have
you as a friend. Is it weird? Like, honestly, two different opinions. My side and you're on my spectrum, you're not. The consensus view, is it weird that I give this much of a fuck about this stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't think so.
That didn't help one goddamn bit.
Here's where I'm coming from, right? I catch myself where you're at right now often. Most of the time that I catch myself there, I end up feeling like, at the end of it, that I'm putting a lot of expectations on a person that didn't ask for those expectations. And I shouldn't expect anybody to be any different than what they are. And if they genuinely don't give a fuck, then whether they've got Austin's personality or your personality, I should fucking know. And as much as it may seem like, on the face of it, that Austin doesn't give a fuck, I know he does.
Wouldn't it be better for our friendship if we matched up better, though? Does it mean that our friendship doesn't match up well?
You want it? So what?
It's
you
a
want
question. It's not a statement. It's a question. Does that mean that our friendship doesn't match up well?
I don't think that means that.
For long-term success.
I don't think that means that, no. Yeah. I feel like what you're talking about is, I'm not happy with this double. I want a home run. To use a sports analogy. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty fucking good.
Home run does score a run immediately.
Absolutely. But
double,
you know,
doesn't
what?
Guarantee you any points on the board.
You're in scoring position, though, huh? I've seen a baseball game.
My answer to your original whatever the Joel just asked is that I have spent my past not really knowing or valuing a good friendship. And this is something that one of the chicks that I'm talking to, I just kind of went over this with her. It's like, I haven't understood what real friends are until 3 years ago. And it's you guys. It's you guys. It's me getting closer to Matt over the past couple years. And, like, I'm now getting to, like, oh, shit, okay. But that's because I've been conditioned in the past. And this is an excuse and it's bullshit. And I should just fucking grow up and get over it. But at the same time, hey, my other old best friend, Matt, I don't see you anymore. I now live an hour away. We're not going to call on the phone. We don't have the methods to go and visit each other and shit like that. That person doesn't really exist anymore, you know?
Yikes.
That's a coping mechanism for me, and it works because that's what I'm used to, and that's how I was conditioned to grow up.
also we're at a handicap because we're dudes. I think a certain level of this sort of like distance and not openly giving as much of a fuck about,
I give myself permission to be a human being. I don't force myself to be a dude. I allow myself permission to be a human being.
No, you can be a human being. I'm saying that as dudes, we tend to process things in a different way. We don't tend to reach out. You do.
I've already been called a girl twice.
I'm not calling you a girl. I'm not saying that anything is wrong with the way you do. What I'm saying is, it reminds me of fucking Steve's birthday party today, right? Like this,
hi, Steve.
Supposedly it was the first birthday party he's ever had. And I was talking to Christine about that, and she was like, that's kind of bullshit, right? He's had a fucking birthday party before. And I said, no. I don't think so.
I'm not.
He had shitty fucking parents. No. I could totally see them not giving him a birthday party. Then he's a dude. And frankly, you've never thrown a fucking birthday party for me, and you've never thrown a... That's just not what fucking dudes do. That's not how we express ourselves. Yeah. Like, even if I found out you'd never had a birthday party, I'm not sure that I would fucking organize one.
Yeah.
I'd probably call you.
I'm saying, you know what I mean? Never having one makes it worse. If you sparingly had a birthday party, I might throw you one. If you had tasted a birthday party before.
But you don't want to be the only
one. I might offer you another glass. But if I know you've never had one before, the fact that you're having one becomes such its own
expectations
deal.
Are too high.
It becomes such its own thing that it's so much more sad. I feel bad for Steve. And I'm fine with it because he's never going to hear this.
That's true. That is true.
Guys, has Austin told you where Jose lives and what he lives next to?
No, we alluded to this earlier.
Okay. I milked it enough.
I almost remember. Okay.
Okay. Jose, can you see?
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Q-U-E-N-S.
There's some Y in there.
Y-U-S-I, I believe.
Yeah. Q-U-E-N-S-Y-E-S-I.
Look it up on Snort Coffee on the contact page.
U-S-I.
Fucking don't.
Jose, can you see?
To me.
You know what Jose, can you see is? You know who he is?
It's the guy that wrote.
Did you know that was his last name?
No.
Jose, our producer?
Yeah, I know, Jose.
His last name is Can You See? Okay. I want you to picture this. God, this is great. Then I'm going to go piss, and I'm going to fucking walk away triumphant.
Yeah, let's say goodbye after this, too.
Yeah. Jose, Can You See? Lives in an apartment building, and next, connected to the same apartment building, is a healthy breakfast cafe owned by a lady named Dawn. And the name of this breakfast cafe
is
Early Light. So Jose, Can You See, lives by Dawn's Early Light. The healthy breakfast cafe.
We need to call up Guinness on this one. It's like the longest setup to a shitty, shitty joke.
That's not good.
Ever.
Okay, if you're watching one of your fucking...
It's not that it's not good. It's that it took so long to get to it.
To not
Jose,
be good.
Do you not understand? The Jose, Can You See, lives by Dawn's Early Light.
Actually,
Dawn's Early Light is a healthy breakfast cafe owned by a lady named Dawn.
There was a joke that was my favorite joke, and it's a million years long, and I don't think I remember it, that the punchline was two all-beef patties, special Ross Leicester cheese. Oh, fuck. Picking bunions on a Sesame Street bus, which is all the exact same joke as what you made. And
just
crazy.
Took less time to get to.
Yeah.
That brought me joy.
Good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. A very special episode.
Goodness sakes.
I think it's good, though.
Yeah.
We all grew a little bit.
In my pants.
That's disconcerting.
Yeah. Do you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, I'll say goodbye.
I think we're about right. This one might be short or long. I don't know. I don't remember what time it started. Thanks for listening.
It's about right.
I think so, too. Thanks for listening. Find us, snortcoffee.com, on Twitter, 937-501-BLUES, and Lube and Leetspeak. Call it, text it. Yeah, bye-bye. If you're lucky, you can hear my toilet flushing.
I hear Miller Lite is the highest alcohol content for lowest carbs, beer-wise. Apparently, the guy who owns the company that I work for, like, did a whole, like, charted the whole fucking as many beers as he could get.
I decided to drink beer so rarely that I'd make it a thing where I don't give a fuck. But right. I still do drink light beer, but...
Well, I just said like that you were
I can't do
a little more conscious.
Yeah, can't do Miller Lite.
So I've just... Well, ever since I found out that dude, like, charted out alcohol content to carbs, anybody who drinks light beer and enjoys getting drunk, I've made it a point to tell that too. So
Miller Lite gives me a headache, though. Maybe really? Because it gets me drunker.
Think about it.
I don't like the headache from Miller Lite, yeah. Especially draft.
Yeah, I get a headache.
Draft Miller Lite is the worst. But... If you would like a really good fucking description and example of me coming your way, me allowing my magnet to be pulled your way, that whole conversation we had just now, this whole last podcast hour.
You're like 40% mellower.
I didn't ask you to, I didn't offer you a hug once.
Nice. Yeah.
Baby sweet. Steps.
Yeah. Until See now. What I mean? Until now.
Wouldn't you have expected a hug offer?
No.
You don't expect anything.
Yeah. God damn it. Nope. Would you have expected? I need the validation. One person's got to tell
yeah.
me. You would have expected yeah. Hubba. Yeah, see how I'm right? See how yeah. they did that?
See how Joel lies trying much easier get... than...
trying to get fucking blood from a turnip, dude. Like, you can keep fucking poking and prodding, but I'm telling you, it ain't fucking happening.
You don't recognize that a no-hug offer... wasn't a step towards your way?
I didn't think about it.
No, but after I brought it up. After I forced you to think about it. Because my expectations are so high, I need you to think about it.
Did you learn that I'm not going to accept a bro hug? I don't know. I don't. Is that what you're asking?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
I definitely learned that, yeah. No, I no. But yes, I learned that, but I still think I could get one in on you. I still think that it's a possibility to happen. You gonna throw something at us?
Somebody's probably gonna have to die.
Huh?
Somebody will probably have to die.
Who?
I don't know.
Did you come to my funeral?
Yeah.
Would you take a day off work to come to my funeral?
Yeah. I'm probably carrying your casket, dude.
Are you
right?
You want to fucking step in your direction, asshole? There it is.
You're carrying my casket?
Yeah, probably. I don't see why I wouldn't be.
Who makes that decision?
I don't know.
Who do I need to inform? Who do I need to inform that you're right when you say you're going to carry my casket?
I don't know.
When you go up to somebody and say, "Can I be a pallbearer?" and they're like, "I need them to say, you. No, yeah, of course."
Yeah. I
who
don't
do
know.
I? Who do I tell that to?
Your wife or your parent? I don't know.
Kaylee.
Yeah.
Kaylee, you're not going to like this conversation.
I'll kill you well before she understands that.
Kaylee, I have such high expectations of you as a daughter.
First things first, there's this thing called death. It happens to everybody, even you. All your friends will go through it one day, yeah. And they'll never, oh.
And God can't save you.
No.
Did you guys say bye?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think the things that you kind of expect from my behavior...
Or unfair?
No, not unfair. It's just shit that I do, but you don't have the tendency to think that I do.
I'm not like, recognizing it because it doesn't pique my level. I don't. It's,
possibly.
I
yeah.
just don't recognize.
Like, are you surprised to think that I would carry your casket?
I'm more surprised you came up with it that quickly. I'm not surprised you would have had it actually happened.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't have carried my casket.
Yeah. Oh, it'll happen.
I'm surprised that because it only took a quick hypothetical for you to come up with it. I am surprised that it came up that quickly, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe what is, I don't know if it's hard for me to grasp or whatever, but like, I think that's kind of what I'm saying as far as you have these expectations that I'm not living up to, but in my mind, I'm totally living up to them. I don't know if that makes sense either.
No, it does. It shines a light on the problem being my neediness for them to be proven.
Okay. Yeah,
which is fine. That's, I mean, if that's the reality, that's the reality. But I think then my attempt at creating it as an argument, I have to admit, has failed. Because if the real problem is my expectations, then there is no problem.
Okay.
There probably should be no problem. The truth probably lies right where there is no problem. You certainly don't think there's a problem.
No, I don't think there's a problem.
Yeah. You don't think so at all.
No.
And
I can see where you would feel like there's a problem.
Yeah, but the strongness in which you feel that there isn't a problem outweighs how much I feel there might be a problem. See, mine is only might. Mine is only what if. You're probably more right in knowing that there isn't a problem, because to you there isn't a problem. In my convoluted way of saying it, you're coming out ahead in this.
Oh, okay. Like
you're on the right side.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't
care at all.
What's it matter? What's it matter if I'm right about something? It doesn't matter.
Feels good.
It doesn't, like, okay.
It does always go back to that. And it's right. It does go back to that, and it's right. So feel better about it. Okay. If you win the lottery.
Yeah.
If I won the lottery, you're good.
Okay.
If you win the lottery, am I good?
Yeah.
That's a fucking horrible, selfish fucking expectation to put on somebody and a question to ask, but...
When do you guys want to buy me health insurance?
If I win the lottery, you're good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Health insurance would be the fucking least I could do.
Thank you. And I would put both of you...
I would also employ you at my business that I started, more than give you health insurance. I would want you to be a contributing member of society. And
yeah, you just learn how to fish.
Yeah. I don't just want to pay for it so you can sit back and be like, fuck the world.
I'm going to break my leg over and over and over. I got health insurance now. Fuck it.
Woohoo! So you don't have to work. I can't come to work. I broke my leg.
Again. Yeah, again. Fuck you.
This shit happens. They break.
You guys done with this?
Sure.
You got more?
No, I think we're good. Okay. I just don't want it to be weird at all. Promise me it's not weird and I'll feel better.
I'm not weird. Yeah. I'm not any weirder than I was.
It's funny because that wasn't a promise at all. That was just a quick,
I don't. Yeah.
You wouldn't even commit to the promise.
What's? I don't understand what there is to promise. If I don't feel weird, I don't feel weird.
That was a joke.
I know.
I'm a horrible person.
Just horrible jokes.
Oh, true.